Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. I'm reading today from Psalms 143 through 145 and Song of Solomon, chapters 1 and 2. Amen. We're going into a new book and also on today, and then that actually will be part of our Friday series for the next 4 weeks. Amen. We're doing it today a little bit early so we can get caught up with the other days during the week that we got behind. Amen. Because I promised you that we were going to stay on it. Amen. And read every bit of the word in 2018. Amen. And we're winding up the month of December. It's already the sixth of the month of 2018. And we'll be in 2019 in not too many days. I give glory to God. Amen. For every blessing that he's bestowed upon each and every one of us. I thank him for his mercy and his kindness, for his truth. I thank him because he is my hero today. Jesus is our hero. Amen. He defends us against an enemy that tries to sift us as wheat. He tries to annihilate our very existence and every purpose that God has given. But the Lord has said no. Amen. And he rescues us out of the hand of the enemy that tries to crush us under his fist. Amen. But the Lord rescues us and he loves us and he repositions us and repositions us, aligns us and realigns us with his will. Amen. So that we might be the people that he called us to be from the very beginning, because the intent was always that we be in right relationship to God of the universe. And Jesus has paved the way so that, again, we can be in right relationship with the Father. No man can come to the Father but by him. Salvation is only in one name and one name alone. It is in the name of Jesus. And if you have not called upon his name today to receive peace, to receive life, to receive his salvation, I suggest, I admonish you that you do it today. Amen. Because the Lord's hand is out. He is knocking at the door of your heart, waiting for you to allow him in so he can correct those things that are incorrect, so that he can heal that heart of yours that's been broken in so many pieces. Jesus is your salvation. He's your deliverer. He's the one that will put you back together again. Some of us feel like Humpty Dumpty that fell off the wall and fell and broke in so many pieces that we can't be put back together again. But that is a lie of the devil. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, will put us back together again and make us even greater than we were before, and even be able, enable us to bring somebody else out with us. Because those experiences that you have had, those experiences that I have had, will be deliverance for someone else. Amen. We'll be able to show somebody else how the Lord brought us through and how he brought us over. Amen. And we'll be able to walk them through the valley of the shadow of death so that it cannot touch them. Amen. And they'll be delivered just as I have been and you have been. And we are being, glory to God, because the Lord is a present help in the time of trouble. He will take us straight through those valleys, amen, to the mountaintop, and show us those things that we have been missing, those things that we thought were lost, those things that we thought we couldn't recover, those things we thought we'd never see or experience. Amen. It's all in Jesus. Glory to God. Just give him honor and praise today, amen, for all that he is and for all that he has done already. Giving glory to the Lord for breakthrough and breakout. Glory, hallelujah, to Jesus, amen, because this is the day of salvation, amen, and in it we will rejoice, hallelujah, rejoice, hallelujah, because Jesus lives and he lives in us. Thank you, Lord, amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you honor today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness. We thank you, Lord God, for life in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are our hero. You are our refuge, our sanctuary. You are our help in the time of trouble. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, you are our salvation today. We give you glory and we give you honor. Lord God, we ask that you bless us today as we read your word and as we pray. Lord, if there's anything that is hindering us, Lord, forgive us every sin of omission and commission. Wash us, Lord God, from every wickedness, everything that is, every secret sin, even those things, Lord God, that we've pushed aside and pushed away so much that we don't see them ourselves, but others can see, Lord, the marks on our garments. Clean us up today, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let us be fresh and renewed by your Spirit. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, open our minds to receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Lord God, give us revelations directly from your throne, Lord God, that we might speak the word. Amen. And it comes to pass even as the words flow out of our mouth. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord will move in our lives. So we just thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we magnify you. Hallelujah. We lift you up. We thank you, Lord, for all things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he is the Lord of life. Amen. He is the way. He knows the way. Amen. Your life, hey, the direction that your life must head in to be successful, to be excellent, to be obedient, to be that he called you to be from the very beginning of time. Amen. He knows the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. We honor him today. Amen. We're reading from Psalms 123 through 145 today, and also Song of Solomon, chapters 1 and 2 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness, answer me, and in your righteousness, do not enter into judgment with your servant. For in your sight, no one living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like those who have long been dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the works of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Selah. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My soul fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant. Be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him, or the son of man that you are mindful of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow your heavens, bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of great waters, from the land, from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O God. On a harp of 10 strings, I will sing praises to you, the one who gives salvation to kings, who delivers David, his servant, from the deadly sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is the right hand of falsehood.
that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars sculpted in palace style, that our barns may be full, supplying all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring forth thousands in our fields, that our oxen may be well laden, that there be no breaking in or going out, that there be no outcry in our streets. Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. I will extol you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you. I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on your glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down, the eyes of all who look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. The mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and the flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen. I read from Psalms 143 through 145. Amen. We are now going into the Song of Solomon. Amen. It's such a beautiful book. Glory to God. Amen. And we pray that the Lord will speak to us. Amen. And give us revelations even in this Song of Solomon. Glory to God. Amen. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For your love is better than wine, because of the fragrance of your good ointment. Your name is ointment poured forth. Therefore the virgins love you. Draw me away. We will run after you. The king has brought me into his chamber. He will be glad and rejoice in you. We will remember your love more than wine. Rightly do they love you. I am dark but lovely. O daughters of Jerusalem, like the tents of Kedar, like the curtains of Solomon, do not look upon me because I am dark, because the sun has tanned me. My mother's sons were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyard I have not kept. Tell me, O you whom I love, where you feed your flock, where you make it rest at noon. For why should I be as one who veils herself by the flocks of your companions? If you do not know, O fairest among women, follow in the footsteps of the flock and feed your little goats beside the shepherd's tents. I have compared you, my love, to my filly among Pharaoh's chariots. Your cheeks are lovely with ornaments, your neck with chains of gold. We will make you ornaments of gold with studs of silver. While the king is at his table, my spikenard sends forth its fragrance. A bundle of myrrh is my beloved to me that lies all night between my breasts. My beloved is to me a cluster of henna blooms in the vineyards of En-Kedi. Behold, you are fair, my love. Behold, you are fair. You have dove's eyes. Behold, you are handsome, my beloved. Yes, pleasant. Also, our bed is green, and the beams of our houses are cedar, and our rafters of fir. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. Like a lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. Like an apple tree among the trees of the woods, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down in his shade with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Sustain me with cakes of raisins. Refresh me with apples, for I am lovesick. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or by the does of the field, do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he comes, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, he stands behind our wall. He is looking through the windows, gazing through the lattice. My beloved spoke and said to me, "Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away, for lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grapes. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Oh, my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the cliff, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. Catch us the foxes and the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine and I am his. He feeds his flock among the lilies until the day breaks and the shadows flee away. Turn, my love, and be like a gazelle or a young stag upon the mountains of Bether. I have read and you have heard from Psalms 143 through 145 and the Song of Solomon, chapters 1 and 2. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord because he is God. Salvation is in him and him alone. And he is calling you by name. Yes, you by name today. Amen. That he might overshadow every circumstance in your life that is negative and fill you with his presence and change your life and your future and give you a hope like none other. God is doing that right now. Jesus is his name. Call upon his name. Amen. While he may be found, amen. The word lets us know that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. He will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you didn't even know existed for you. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. I hope, amen, and I do pray that you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.